Book critic Maureen Corrigan has some holiday book buying recommendations. They range from stories set in the Never Neverland of River Heights to the real-life saga of the literary Grand Dame of Jackson, Mississippi.
This anxious Christmas, when the looming threats of impeachment and war dominate the news, even those non-readers on your list might welcome the opportunity to bury their heads in a good book. So here are some choice picks of the season. Like her fellow Southerner Bill Clinton, Eudora Welty has always insisted that her private life is private. "I want my work to stand on its own," the 89-year-old Welty has said. Unlike Clinton, however, Welty is surrounded by an adoring circle of friends who've kept mum about whatever sins she may have committed. Faced with this code of silence, many a potential Welty biographer has turned tail and caught the next train home. But Anne Waldron has persevered to write an engaging, unauthorized biography of Welty, entitled simply Eudora. Don't expect any messy revelations here. Waldron concedes it's next to impossible to find out how Welty felt about growing up as a spectacularly homely girl who never dated, or why most of her closest friends were gay, or what the lowdown was on her intense relationship with fellow writer Elizabeth Bowen. But I agree with Waldron's suspicion that there may not be an awful lot more to know about Welty's personal life. "She has found adventure and passion in her work," Waldron says about Welty, and Waldron conveys that passion for a job well done. She follows Welty through the Depression years when she wrote for the WPA and traveled the South on her own. We also hear about the genesis of Welty's famous short stories, and lest we think her too angelic, her catty rivalry with Carson McCullers. Eudora is a refreshing break from all those Star Report quality biographies we've been assaulted with over the past decade. Without being unduly worshipful, Eudora pays its subject the compliment of defining her in her own hardworking terms. Southerners are also the main characters in The Poisonwood Bible, a superb novel by Barbara Kingsolver. Unlike Welty, however, who still lives in her childhood home, Kingsolver's fictional characters have roamed very far afield, winding up in the Congo in the early 1960s, just as that country is about to overthrow Belgian rule. The Price family has traveled to the jungle, carting quinine and boxes of Betty Crocker cake mix, on a religious mission. Nathan Price, the father, is a rogue evangelical minister, determined to baptize the heathens in the local crocodile-infested river. We're told that his abused wife can't figure out whether to view religion as a life insurance policy or a life sentence. The four Price daughters, three of whom are adolescents, take turns narrating the story, and the remarkable result is a sweeping novel of personal and political struggle that reads like Heart of Darkness crossed with Catcher in the Rye. Because books are scarce in the jungle, 15-year-old middle daughter, Leah Price, resorts to reading a cast-off Nancy Drew mystery. Before long, she's thoroughly engrossed in the adventures of the girl detective. If, like Leah, you've never outgrown your love for Nancy and her male compatriots, the Hardy Boys, treat yourself to a beautifully illustrated work of lighthearted cultural criticism entitled The Mysterious Case of Nancy Drew and the Hardy Boys. Author sleuths Carol Kismarek and Marvin Hefferman have tracked down the various incarnations of the Hardys and Nancy since their debuts in 1927 and 1930, respectively. They also discuss the books in terms of our culture's changing notions about teenagers. But it's the illustrations here that are worth a thousand words. One look at Titian-haired Nancy kicking in a door with her dainty pumps, or Frank and Joe hurtling toward the ocean in a burning propeller plane, and you'll be transported back to a stout-hearted, simpler time. For today's more worldly-wise preteens, Holes by Lewis Sachar is an amazing story about self-reliance, loyalty, and the whims of fate. It takes place in a boy's juvenile detention camp out in the snake-infested Texas wasteland. If that setting sounds too grim, know that this novel also magically wends its way through 19th century Latvia and the Wild West. Holes recently won the National Book Award for Juvenile Fiction, but like the best so-called young adult books, it tells a marvelous story that will spellbind even those readers who last wrote a letter to Santa when Eudora Welty was in diapers.
Maureen Corrigan teaches literature at Georgetown University.